today. My name is Dolores. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Mad Henry Radio Show today. Our topic today is, video submissions cost money that makes Henry upset. It hurts his mental computer.
We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors.
The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. One consistent supporting claim of the customer is always right is the number of dollars that are required to replace a customer. Fortunately, an increasing number of businesses are renouncing this maxim, ironically, since it leads to poor customer service. Of course, there are many examples of poor employees providing poor customer service. I know some great ones, and I have learned how to justify bad ones. You need to know both the good people and the bad, and to have a certain amount of insight into why they are that way, before you can write something worth writing about. If they feel that you are not going to stand up for them when the client is not on their side, then even the slightest issue will breed resentment. At this point, truly great customer service is nearly impossible. The best customers can hope for as phony great customer service. This makes it even more difficult on employees, trying to keep them on task. Herbs made clear his employees came first, even when that meant turning away customers. Just because you bought a ticket does not give you a right to mistreat employees at Continental Airlines. When we encounter customers that we cannot turn around, our loyalty is with our employees. Notice how firings are not even an issue in the financial calculus. It is not an issue of if any business will gain or lose money from the customer over the long term. Getting is always going to feel wrong to me, and being good to a good customer makes far more sense in order to get them to keep coming back. Elise found this all really disturbing, and I wondered what Matthew's going to do with that info. Should Matthew's ever get hold of it, as no such videotape will ever be admissible in a court. Marianne tells Joe that lying is detrimental to the healing process for Marianne. She can only have a straight report. Love gets all whiny again, squeals a bit about how she used to get laid. Then, of course, she and Theo get laid in her kitchen. Glamma calls to ask about coming to watch Theo while he is at the fancy banquet, but Marianne tells Glamma to stop worrying. She has got the babysitters lined up. Marianne tells her that she is free to stay overnight and Joe will take her to the rehabilitation center in the morning, but that she will never be allowed to see either Love or Theo again. Back in the library, Marianne is having a meltdown because Juliet told Ryan Marianne and Joe had spent a day together. Wow, okay. Glimmer is a bitch, no good, and Ryan threatened to use her on a case. Because Joe is spent after the session involving the photos of Marianne before, he cannot go harder on Marianne. So Joe cannot help but engage in some easy stalking, finding a nude picture of Marianne in one of Ryan's dick books, and then getting all gooey about saying the picture at Ryan's place. Before the first period, I muster the nerve to go to my best friend, only for her to just leave before I could say anything. On the way, I told her that I knew she was making all of this stuff up, and I would have to see some evidence. When I got to school, I was really nervous whether my best friend was going to forgive me or not. The next morning, as I got out of bed, I was thinking about what I was going to tell Lizzie. My best friend had invited me to come over to see the snail who had the superpowers, so we started walking to her house that afternoon after school. Because the circuit court used an improper standard when evaluating the evidence in front of it, there is no way, under the statute, to tell if the court was wrong to deny the judgment and attorney's fees to the husband. On that record, the appellate court did not abuse its appellate court's discretion by awarding attorney's fees on appeal to petitioner. Because the judicial mootness of the present case is a result of unilateral actions by the husband, the circuit court's judgment is vacate, and the district court's appeal is dismissed. The circuit court's decision dismissing the present proceedings upon a motion to strike is vacated, and the case is remanded for new proceedings. The circuit court erred in granting a denial of certiorari and dismissing a claim for malicious prosecution, as the complaint properly pleaded this claim, but its dismissal of a claim for abuse of process is upheld. Circuit courts also did not err in dismissing defendants' request for damages, attorneys' fees, and costs. The appeals court properly held that a private citizen cannot make good faith or bona fide claims for damages for narcotics, the money obtained by selling the narcotics, or the fruits of the offense. Nor was there any abuse of discretion by the circuit court's refusal to allow a decades-old site plan to stand as evidence. One of the most high-profile hackers agreed to cooperate with authorities in exchange for probable leniency, according to newly released court transcripts, helping U.S. prosecutors pursue charges against five other men, including two from the UK and two from Ireland. Thank you all for joining us again on the Mad Henry Radio Show, it's been a pleasure. See you next time. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.